A Place in Your Heart, the 1980 single from the group Protext. It would be the last single from the Belfast Four Piece, who released a string of fantastic singles including Don't Ring Me Up and I Can't Cope on Polydor Records. Protext never released an album, but several compilation albums, namely Strange Obsessions, Listening In and All We Want to Do Is Rock and Roll, have been put together in recent times, collating the considerable power pop greatness of the band. And that's what we're about today on CNCM number 48. We're looking at some major and some minor power pop masterpieces from the early 1980s. Long-term listeners may hear an almost indistinguishable similarity between the music featured on this podcast and the music featured on, say, a mod podcast. The truth is that there is a crossover between the mod revivalists and power pop. The tracks are similarly upbeat, and the lyrics tend to showcase a similar kind of weedy neediness and hopelessness. But saying all that, the production on power pop records tends to be a lot cleaner, and we're finding that power pop has less and less to do with punk and a lot more to do with emulating the dance energy of great pop records from the 1960s. So if you want to find out exactly what I'm talking about, I refer you to what is, in my opinion, the perennial power pop record. This is the Romantics with their 1979 single, What I Like About You.
We'll be right back.
There's a bit of that indelible neediness I was talking about. That was the VIPs with One More Chance, the B-side from their 1980 single, Need Somebody to Love. You're going to notice that much of the lyrical content of Power Pop features this kind of vulnerability and, let's be honest, desperation. The drama is obviously diminished when paired with upbeat, jangly guitar music, but it obviously says a lot about the demographic of Power Pop. They appeal to the sensitive and broken-hearted teenage boy lost in 1980. Now, much in the style of the mod revivalists, some musicians of the power pop persuasion were keen to salute their cultural heroes, as The Times most famously did on their 1983 EP. Their single, I Helped Patrick McGoon Escape, references the star of the 1967 television series, The Prisoner. The Times were a collaboration between John East and Eddie Ball, the guy who co-founded Wham Records with Dan Treacy. Wham, of course, was a very important component of the power pop and new psychedelic movement in the 80s, representing television personalities, direct hits, and Small World.
The man who made a TV show spent all his savings, every penny, so that we would know. But this poor man had few fans, and his boss wouldn't pay him. So I thought up a way for him to escape. And number two was at home too, making a plan to kidnap Paul McCartney. We took a bus, we took a boat, and finally we took a train and ran away to the USA. That's where he's been until this day. Ah, help Patrick, we're gonna escape. He lives next door to the man.
You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I'm a free man.
You don't care.
Released on their own record label, that was the Welsh three-piece Really Thirds with their single Every Day, Every Way. Only 1,000 copies of this single were pressed and without a picture sleeve, but its existence has been preserved by its inclusion on the excellent Power Pearl series. Now we'll throw to a group that is widely celebrated in these parts. This is the Direct Hits with From the Underworld. The track was included as a bonus to the remastered version of the group's second album, The House of Secrets. The group's guitarist Colin Swan has been busy remastering the group's albums, and at present he's working on a compilation called The Great British Beat, which features songs that both Colin and Gino composed for other musicians. And when it's all done, it'll be available for purchase on thedirecthits.co.uk.
There's a letter for you. It came by morning post. I saw the postman hurry on his way, and by the look on your face, it must be very bad news. I haven't seen you look that way before. Doesn't happen every day. You don't get a letter from the underworld. In your bedroom you lay while they send letters from
Band Buddies with the direct hits. That was Mood 6 with What Have You Ever Done. Mood 6 emerged from the ashes of the Merton Parkers and another group we heard a little earlier in the podcast, the VIPs, and they released two especially brilliant albums, The Differences in 1985 and A Matter Of in 1986. What Have You Ever Done featured on their second album and was released as a standalone 12-inch single on Cherry Red Records. And while we've been talking about the heartbreak, I figured we'd take a moment to consider the ever-hopeful 1978 power pop anthem from the Rubinoos. Their classic Table of Crushin' and most enduring single, I Wanna Be Your Boyfriend, appeared on their second album, Back to the Drawing Board.
I'm just imagining you.
Recorded in December 1979, that was the stars of Ottawa's Rotters Club, the Bureaucrats with Feel the Pain. Although the group were considered to help change the club scene in Canada's capital, the Bureaucrats were actually founded by two English brothers, Gaz and Mitch Sidwell, who hailed from Leicester. Well, CNCM number 48 has very nearly drawn to a close, and I'm especially grateful that you've taken the time to listen. If you're into power pop, I highly recommend that you check out previous more podcasts featured on CNCM, and of course, the great many power pop compilations which are featured on Jeffin's blog, Music Ruined My Life. I'll now leave you with the Brisbane group, The Numbers, with 77 Sunset Strip. The group would later rename themselves The Riptides and re-record this very brilliant pop song, but saying all that, I can't deny that I'm quite a fan of the grittier, earlier version. I'll see you next time.